Okay, Tav Ayin Hei, Hochas Pesach, Tav Ayin Hei,
Gimel.
Bala Matzah, Yatza. The person just swallows the matzah whole, he is Yotze. Because it is food, and that is called Achila. Even though you didn't have the taste. So, you don't, the matzah has to have the flavor of matzah. We learned if you cook the matzah in water, and it loses the flavor of matzah, and you're not yotze anymore. Because be'etzim, there's no flavor, by cooking it, it loses the main proper flavor of matzah. But here, you swallowed it, so even though you didn't taste it, it's still, the matzah itself has the taste of matzah, and you ate it, so you're yotze. But if you swallow maror, you're not lo yotze, you're not yotze. Because by maror, the ta'am maror ba'inan v'leika, because there's a din in the maror, you actually have to taste some of the bitterness. Okay. Obviously, lechatchila, you're supposed to chew both. Okay. Ba'fil im bala matzah umaror ke'achad. Let's say you take the two together and you swallow them both. So yedei matzah yatza. So for eating matzah, you're a yotze. Yedei maror, lo yatza. Vim kiracham besiv uvelao. Now let's say you wrap up the matzah with what's it called? Something not so edible, like a leaf, something that's not really edible. So then, or you wrap a piece of paper around it, and then you swallow it. Af yidei matzah lo yatza. So then you're not even yotze the mitzvah matzah lefi she'ein derech achila b'chach. Because that's already not even a derech of achila whatsoever. Right. If you were, let's say, for example, using something edible, then probably you would be yotze. Let's say you take, you cook grape leaves and you wrap it around the matzah, then it seems you would be yotze. Because it's an edible food, and so that's already, that is called derech achila. Okay, dalet. Achal matzah b'lo kavana. If you eat matzah without having the proper kavana that you're doing it l'shem mitzvahs matzah the way you're supposed to, hegon shanasuhu akum, a non-Jew forces you to eat this food which happens to be matzah, o listim le'achol, or you get kidnapped and the guy tells you to eat matzah, so you eat the matzah, yatza yidei chovato, you're yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Kevan shehu yodea shehalayla pesach v'shehu chayav b'achilas matzah. Because you know tonight is Lel Pesach, you know there's a chiyuv of eating matzah, and you know this is matzah. So you're not doing it for the purpose of eating matzah, but you're aware of it. So then you are yotze. Avaim hayasavor shehu chol, but if you thought it's a weekday, in other words, you thought it's in the middle of Tammuz, or you thought it's, I don't know, some other day in the year, you thought it's Rosh Hashanah, whatever. Oh, she'ein zo matzah. Or you didn't realize this was matzah at all. So then, lo yatza. Because then, you really don't have any kavana and you're not yotze. Some argue on this and say, either way, you're not yotze, but the mitzvah sirich has kavana, but, okay. Okay. So. And obviously, if you have negative kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah, we also say you're not yotze the mitzvah. Okay. Hey, achal kazayis matzah v'hu nichpe be'et shetusa. A person ate a kazayis of matzah when he was out of his mind. He was a little bit insane. He, I don't know the right wording exactly, but you weren't you're in a different world. You weren't where everybody else is. You weren't cognizant of normal life. V'acharkach nitrape. And then you became healed, and you can think straight. And you know if the sun is out, you know your name, you become normal again. Chayav le'achol achar shenitrape. So then you have to eat another kazayis of matzah, or whatever you normally eat, whether it's four kazayisim for the night. You have to start all over again. Lefi she'osa achila haita b'shashaya patur mikol ha-mitzvos. Because when you ate it, you were 100% patur, you're a shota gamur, and you were not chayav whatsoever, and therefore you're not yotze at all. Okay, it wasn't even like you're a nidcha. Your mamash weren't yotze at all. Okay. Vav. Achal kazayis, chatzid kazayis. V'chazer v'achal kachatzi zayis yatsa. The person eats a half a kazayis and then pauses and then eats another half a kazayis. Yoyotze. Ubilvad shelo yishar ben achila chaverta yoter mikli achilas pras. As long as you don't take a break between the beginning to the end of that kazayit, more than it takes the time to eat achilas pras, to eat a pras, literally that means like a half a loaf of bread, and generally ranges somewhere, different opinions from 2 to 9 minutes. Now you're probably closer to 4 to 7, but that's the range of different opinions. Okay. Okay, Zayin. Ein chiyuv achilas matzah ela balayla harishon bilvad. There is no chiyuv to eat matzah except the first night. And in Chutz La'aretz, it's the second night. So that's the only time there's an obligation to eat matzah. And most commonly assume that there's no mitzvah the rest of the week at all. It's only the first night there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv. And afterwards, it's completely optional, and you're not makayim any mitzvah. And the pasuk says, "Ba'erev tochlu matzos," and that's it. Okay. Right. And then there is another common opinion out there, often attributed to the Gra. He's not the only one. And again, it's not so clear in the Rishonim either. By many Rishonim, either way they hold. But the Gra points out. That no, actually, the first day, and the entire 7 days, days and night, it's an optional mitzvah. If you eat matzah, then you're actually mekayim a mitzvah. It's an optional. You don't have to. It's a little bit of a question should there be a bracha or not. But anyways, bottom line, that's the opinion, and no one says a bracha. And therefore, if you're trying to be mekayim, that there is such a mitzvah, there's also an inyan based on this to have shmura matzah. You don't have to. You definitely don't have to. But there's an inyan to have shmura matzah all week as well, if you're trying to be mekayim the optional mitzvah. Okay. Hagav. V'nagu lasot shalosh matzah shel seder mi'isaron. Now, there is a custom, which no longer exists, but there is a custom that when you're making your matzah, you take a batch, let's say the amount of an isaron, which is a nice big amount we learned, right? The amount that you chayev in refreshes challah, or whatever portion you take, you do it zecher lelach meitoda, and you have in mind it's for zecher lelach meitoda. Now, v'osim behem, and now you divide this up into three big matzos. Siman leida eza rishona, o shnia, o shlishit. And you make some kind of a mark on it. Shemur says you don't want to make a letter on it because then you're breaking it when you eat it on Yom Tov. But you make some kind of a siman on it, some kind of a mark, so you know which one was baked first, which one was baked second, and which one was baked third. U'manichin ha'rishon el yonah v'ashni b'yamtza v'ashlishi v'atachtona l'kricha. And whichever one you made first goes on top, then the second one goes in the middle, and the third one's on the bottom, which you save for korech. And if you get the order mixed up, it's no big deal. And you bake it in that order as well. Now, let's say you come to the Seder and you only have three matzahs and one of them is broken. Okay, so he says, take that one and put that in the middle. Because you're going to be, because anyway you're going to break it up as soon as you hit yachatz. So therefore, you might as well just put it there, even if it's out of order. In other words, let's say you set aside the top one. You bake the top one first, and you set aside that one to be on the top. And then that one accidentally broke. So then switch it, and you put that in the middle. Okay.
Again, you use the holy serum to just three months.
Apparently, that's what they did.
Nah,
I don't know. Anyway, we never heard of such a thing nowadays. Okay. V'af balayla harishon yotze b'kazayit. And even in the first night, you're yotze with just eating a kazayit. Okay. So that's the minimum that you need to have, and you're yotze, right? We have the chumras of eating 4 kazayim over the course of the night, but the eved one only needs to eat, is mechuyev to eat 1 kazayit, and then you fulfilled the ikar mitzvah.
For each.
Yeah. No, it's the whole night. One kazayis for the whole night. It's So we're about to get to Afikomen shortly.
Now, even though the mitzvah of Suda on Shabbos and Yom Kippur is a gedetza, there's an exception for the Pesach to be yotzei with the Zav.
I'm not sure if what you're saying is 100% correct, but there's an inyan to eat a kebetza, especially if you're going to wash with the bracha, because you only say Netila Sidayim with the bracha with kebetza. But as far as the mitzvah of eating matzah, there's zero mitzvah to have a kebetza. No such thing whatsoever. From achilas matzah, there's only an inyan to eat a kazayas. Because we want to have a kazayas for hamotzi and a lachamishna and a kazayas for achilas matzah and two kazayasim lechatchila for afikomen, so this becomes an ish, right? One for afikomen and one for the matzah that you eat with the korban pesach. So there's an inyan to have four kazayasim at night, but as far as mitzvah chil, real mitzvah, there's only a kazayas.
Not defined by the
suda. Correct. And I'm not sure if there is such a chiyuv to have a, and I'm not sure how much of an inyan there is to have a kibbutz either. Well, tzarifian. Tav ayin vav. Minag achilas tzli b'lel pesach. Aleph. Ma'akom shenagu lechol tzli b'lel psachim. Ochlim. Whenever there's a minag that allows you to eat roasted or grilled meat on the night of Pesach, ochlim, you are allowed to. Makom shenagu shelo lechol ein ochlim. But in a place where there's a minag not to eat anything roasted, then you're not allowed to. Ein ochlim, that's the minag. Gzeira shamayomu besar pesachu. And the reason for the minag is people might say, oh, you're eating besar pesach, and you're doing it, tamei, you're doing it outside of Yerushalayim, v'chulei. Okay. So as far as I know, the minag everywhere is that it's aser the night to eat anything roasted at night. During the day, I'm not so sure what the different minhagim are. We touched upon this before. Let's say a person did not roast their zroah or whatever for the Seder night. What do you do? So we saw, I think it was in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, you roast it at night, even though it's Yom Tov, but make sure you eat it in the morning, so that it doesn't, you're not like cooking and roasting for after Yom Tov. The Ben Ish Chai writes, the minag is not... Right, mashmi allowed to eat during the day. The Ben Ish Chai writes, the minag in Baghdad was not even to eat during the day anything roasted, but he still says, he doesn't explain it in the Ben Ish Chai, he refers you elsewhere, I didn't see it inside. Just in the Ben Ish Chai, he writes, and he still permits you to roast on the night of Pesach. Okay. Presumably because it's just a minag and maybe someone else can eat it. I'm not sure exactly, but for what that's worth. So you see a different minhagim by during the day.
It's also
a tzorech of some sort. So that's a question. You're right. That's exactly. It's part of the Seder. So that could be the rationale as well. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, not only can you not roast or grill just in the dry heat, let's say you're going to cook chicken in its own juice. Many times people just roast a chicken in its own juice in a pot, and it becomes very juicy from its own juice. So he says that's also aser. He calls that sli kedar. You're roasting it, but in the pot. So it's full of its own juice. That's also aser, he says. And because if the Korban Pesach can't be cooked like that. Even though the Korban Pesach cannot be cooked like that, which is a chiddush, he points out, Korban Pesach has to be roasted in the air, grilled, so that all the juice comes down. If you cook it in its pot and its own juice, you can't. Pan roasted. But he says the minag by not eating tzli were extra machmer, and even that we don't do. If something was cooked and then you roast it, that's also a problem, he writes. But he says, unless someone's sick, then there's room to be mako. And he says, if something was roasted, the opposite, and then you cook it, then it's mutter. So you go at whatever is at the end. As long as it's cooked at the end, then you make it mutter. If you are cooking something, cook it in juice, you make chicken soup, whatever it is, you have liquid in there that you added, It's 100% kosher, even if you overcooked it, you burnt it, it all dried out, and it's cook, and it, then that's still mutter, because that's not called roasted, that's called just overcooked.
When you say roasted and after cooked, do you mean cooked in an oven or boiled? Or
no, boiled. So if you take a piece of grilled chicken, now it's aser, well, grilled, I think chicken's included, not positive right now. I think so. We're about to see that in base. So yeah. So chicken. So let's say you take a piece of grilled meat, whatever, and then you boil it, then it becomes mutter. Okay. V'chol makom asur le'achol set salui kulo ke'echad b'layla zeh. So we just spoke about the minhag. There's mamash and eser though to take a whole roasted sheep. Take a whole sheep and you roast it. You twist it, whatever it is. You spin it over whatever, like shawarma on a spit. And you take the whole thing, but it has to be whole. If it's completely whole, which is the way the mamish ate the korban pesach, the way they cooked it or roasted it rather, so that's mamish and iser derabanan mipnei shenira ka'ochal kachim bechutz. Looks like you're eating kachim outside. But if at least you had one limb, part of the sheep that's not there, or that you cooked it in water, boiled it, and then it's still attached. So then there's no iser derabanan on it. It's only aser if the minhag says it's aser. So he just points out, don't eat too much food, don't drink too much wine during the meal. It's because you still have to eat the afikomen with an appetite. So here, when it says achila gasa, Mishnah Berurah points out there's two ways to read the achila gasa. Normally, when we say achila gasa, it means you totally you're stuffed, and it's actually a little bit repulsive for you to eat. You can't stomach eating more food. And that state, that's not even called achila. You wouldn't be chayav on Yom Kippur. You don't say a bracha. You're not chayav. It's not food. It's not called eating. Right? Just trashing the food in your own body. It's not called eating. Here, achila gasa could even mean, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you don't even have an appetite. In other words, you can be full, where you don't or have no interest really to eat, but you're not stuffed. It's not really what we call achila gasa. But even that's not okay for the afikomen. You have to have an appetite. It could be a small appetite, but you have to have. So make sure you leave some room, and you don't really you don't fill yourself up even close. And okay, and you don't want to fall asleep right away. Mishnah Berurah points out that Tosefta, that a person wants to stay up all night, even go to the Beit Midrash that Tosefta says, and stay up all night learning Hilchos Pesach. Okay. So you don't want to, because if you eat too much and drink too much, it's going to make you sleepy. Base. Hafilo basar egel ve'of. Even egel, calf, or chicken. Kodavar she'ta'un shechita. Anything that needs to be shechted. Asur le'echol tzli v'makom shenagu shelo le'echol tzli. Wherever there's a minhag not to eat roasted, that includes... this as well. Not fish, but it includes anything that needs to be shechted. Right? So that's poultry, right? Very good. Hagah, noagim miktat mekomot lechol besuda beitzim zecher la'avelos. We already did mention this already, that some have, right, we have it on the table, on the ke'ara, on the plate. So we'd eat beitzim. It's one of the reasons that we mentioned before was zecher la'chagiga, korban chagiga, and here it's also zecher la'avelos. V'nir aliyata mishum shelel tisha ba'av nikla b'dal pesach. Points out that also we know that whatever day of the week the first night of Pesach is, that's the same day of the week that Tisha B'Av always falls out. If the first night is Sunday night, so then you know Tisha B'Av that year is going to be Sunday night. Ve'od zecher l'chorban sheyu makrivim korban Pesach. They used to have korban Pesach. Okay. Let's see. Korban Pesach. V'yesh nohagim shelo le'chol shum tibul b'layla, and some have a minag not to do any extra dippings that night, rak shnei tibulim shosim v'seder. Because that's the seder, to have these two dippings, and you want to keep a strict whatever that's in the Seder, that's what we do. Whatever is not, we don't add and do things different. Okay. Fine. Let's go to the next one. Tavayin Zayin. Dine Achilas Afikomen. Okay, so now let's learn about the Afikomen. What's the chiyuv of the Afikomen? So Aleph. Le'achar gomar kol se'uda, whenever you finish the whole meal. Ochlim yimatza hashrei, we mentioned keep a little bit of an appetite. Ochlim yimatza hashmura tachat hamapa. Now we take out the matzah that we saved in the tablecloth or whatever, any kind of a napkin. The kazayit from, this is the bigger half of yachatz. So then we eat a kazayit from it, right? Or a piece of it, and we add more matzah. So you make sure we eat a kazayit now. Right? From the shmura matzah. Kazayit, everyone has to eat a full kazayit. Zecher la pesach hanechal al hasova. So the minimum is one kazayit to remind us of the korban pesach. We mentioned there's an inyan to have two kazayim because it was eaten with matzah. So one for the matzah, one for the korban itself, but the chiyuv, or the mitzvah, the main mitzvah is only one kazayit. And right, it applies to women as well. And lechatchila, you should eat it with leaning. The Mishnah Berurah says if you eat it without leaning, you are still yotze, and better to eat it again, but you don't have to. Then the Shulchan Aruch writes, "V'lo yivarech alav." Now you don't say a bracha on it. There's no asher kedishanu on eating the afikomen. So why is that? So the whole nature of the afikomen is a little bit unclear. Okay, from Shonim and Poskim, it's a little bit unclear exactly what it is. Some call it a mitzvah, some not. It seems to be it was a takana, perhaps a minhag on the level of a minhag, perhaps a weak mitzvah. From the times of the Amoraim. And then along with it came all the halachos. So there are halachos about it. It's a very high-level minhag or a low-level takana mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah says it's only a zecher. So, but there are zecher that you do say asher kiddushanu. But this one it wasn't. It's just a much later takana from the Amoraim. And it could be it's an extension. Some point out it's really just an extension of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And that really, when you say the achilas matzah, you can't really, Chazal wanted us to have the achilas matzah on the afikomen, but you can't eat matzah the whole meal and then at the very end wake up and have another kazayis and say achilas matzah, you already ate it. But whatever, it's a whole thing, but the exact nature is a little bit unclear, but it's we'll call it a takana from later Chazal, but it's not quite on the level of where they decided to make a whole new bracha for it. Yeah. Perhaps, I think maybe the easiest way is just, it's an extension, like we said, from that mitzvah. Now, there is, right, now that we have the mitzvahs on some level of eating the afikomen, it comes with the halachos, you should not allow to eat it, it's important to eat it, before chatzot. We know there's a machloket tanaim. If you have to eat it before chatzot or not, if the korban pesach also had to eat it before, then there's a hekesh of matzah to korban pesach. So if a person, for whatever reason, is not going to eat his matzah right away in the beginning of the meal, make sure let's say you start your meal late, you come home late, you have to make sure you quickly eat your matzah. At least your first kazayis of matzah before chatzos lechatchila. But if you didn't, you do have all night. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out if for whatever reason you're busy and you couldn't eat, you're an onus, you couldn't eat the matzah the first half of the night, only after chatzos. He says, don't say the bracha of al achilas matzah though. Because it's a suffix. It could be you're not even yotze. It's a machlokas. It depends on machlokas. It's a machlokas if there is a mitzvah after chatzos. So we say, but the eved, at least be mekayim according to those who say there is.
You're not talking about
the It's even the first kazayas. Because there is no bracha of al achilas matzah by the afikomen. Okay, and then One should even say Hallel before Chatzos. Right, you should basically try and have the entire Haggadah before Chatzos, and then you can learn all night long afterwards.
Nirtza's
not the main part of the Haggadah. Correct. The main part of the Haggadah really ends with Hallel. Beis. Im shachach velo achal afikomen. If you forget and didn't eat the afikomen, you know what? Want to stop? Fine, we'll stop here, I guess.